you're riding the momentum. Well. Amen.
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 This is a song that never ends, right?
There was another verse, wasn't there?
Amen. Yes, indeed.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Didn't want it to stop. How about you? Yeah. Amen. Because we can all say amen because Jesus is here this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want you to hear the word of the Lord this morning. Spirit of the Lord would say unto you this morning, the Lord is your shepherd. Your shepherd. Your shepherd. You can take him with you wherever you want to go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Oh, that's good news. That's good news. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and you all know this, but you need to hear it. He's your Lord. He's your shepherd. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they give me comfort. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, let it run over this morning. Let it run over this morning with thanksgiving, with praise, with adoration, with joy unspeakable and full of glory, knowing that God has your best interest at heart, and he's for you and not against you. Let it run over. Surely, promise you, with all my heart, I promise you, with everything within me, I promise you, God says, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you get to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Father, we honor you this morning. You alone are God. You're my shepherd. And Lord, you got my best interest at heart. And Lord, you even said that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life and eternal life to come. What more could I ask for, Lord? I lift my hands to you and you alone. You alone will we worship, for you alone are God. Father, we want to honor you today for being a part of this service and being in this house with us today. We just honor you and honor the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Make it so, Lord.
Thank you.
Father, your word tells us clearly that there is a name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we willingly acknowledge and submit and confess and bow our knee before the great name of Jesus. What a wonderful name, what a powerful and lovely and beautiful name. And we gather in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We ask you to speak to our hearts, lead us and guide us in this worship today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Before Vance comes to, or while he comes to do announcements, I'd like to get everybody's attention. And that's not easy. Because sometimes we don't get everything. But there are two or three very important housekeeping things that I want you to get this morning. And I'm going to wait another minute or two because I know you don't get people's attention on your first call to attention. People got to find seats, and musicians have to get reestablished. We're thinking about what's going to happen next. And some of you are wondering what in the world is going on that he needs our attention about housekeeping things, so I won't keep you in curiosity much longer. About three things that I've observed, one of which I want to start with. We're at a place with our new addition over here where for coffee drinking and soft drinking, that's the place to do it. Some of you know you're guilty of bringing coffee or things that spill on the carpet in here. Water is permissible. All ages. If you catch me with coffee or soft drink in here, just whatever you want to do, give me 40 lashes from the oldest to the least. This is not the place for drinks that stain the carpet. And very soon we're going to be getting new carpet with all this. So that's number one. We'd love for you to drink coffee over. We'd love for you to fellowship over there. While I'm on that side of the building, that parking, we probably didn't have enough room for all we need. But if you are capable of parking down here and using the stairs, please do. For those who are older and those who have disability, those spots are primarily designed for you. So let's all be sensitive to where we park, especially on Sunday morning when it could be more crowded. Also, for anyone who wonders, you can park in some places that aren't marked off yet. If you see room out there to park, that's fine. And we want to fill it up as full as we can. Lord, we'd love for it to be full. So just be thoughtful about that. If you need that, and you be the one who decides if you need it. We don't want you climbing stairs. Now, by the way, with all of this, there are two or three handicap parking places between the buildings. And that's a level walk around on the new sidewalk right in. So that's an option as well as over there. So Ann Van Smith's going to be have a bunch of signs made that will let us more clearly know, and especially for visitors, where to go. Third thing, our kids. just let's all be real sensitive to not having kids running all over the auditorium. I have seen two or three kids, probably some of my grandkids included, who have tripped and come about this close to hitting the corner of one of these chairs. You don't want your Sunday interrupted by a trip to the emergency room. Plus, you don't want them knocking some person down. It was beautiful this morning to see the kids playing with Mike during worship. Those guys are really, really great. But after service, because there's ministry that takes place here, we're not to be kids banging on the drums or the pianos. Well, that's a fair request, right? Or the piano or the guitars or anything else. First of all, many Sundays, ministry is taking place here. So that's just not very good. And I would like for everybody to understand that, because we're the church family and we care. We don't want to offend anybody. We want to make announcements going to make somebody feel second rate or out of place. Let's just be sensitive to doing that which is a blessing to one another. Is that clear enough? Now, when we sang, everybody said, amen. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
All right. Can I get an amen to that? Thank you. Vance, announcements.
I'm glad Terry did all that, and I didn't have to do that.
I look straight at Ann.
First thing I want to do is recognize our worship team. It's great to have a full complement of our musicians. It just adds so much to our worship service. And, you know, to have Erica up there and Caleb back and everybody, and it's just a delight. We have excellent worship because of our worship team. I'd just like to thank you guys. Okay, if you'll look in your bulletin, February is the month when we share the resource ministry with St. Andrew's Catholic Church. And that's where we interview people who are asking for money for rent, utilities, or things of that nature. And it's a wonderful ministry that our church is participating in. We don't have very many people that have gone through the training to do that, but we invite you to look into it. Terry and I can help direct you. It's better if we, like, if Terry's doing it and somebody else, Wanda, wants to participate, you know, you always have a lead. But it's a wonderful ministry to hear these people's story and to be able to help them out. So I just implore you to please consider that. Come talk to Terry or me, and when they assign us the people in February, then we'll set up a schedule. Of course, upcoming events today is communion, and this afternoon we meet at the Willows at 3:30. Monday the 20th, Martin Luther King program at the Harrisburg Baptist Church. Breakfast at 8 a.m. There's a march at 9 a.m. and 9:30. There's a program. And then Sunday, February the 9th, is our elders and deacons meeting. Are there other announcements that I can get Kent to take the mic from to? Somebody have any announcements? George says.
The CEO of my building, her mother had a major surgery and reconstruction surgery on one of her feet. And the pain meds are not working. The pain is just so intense. And she's asking us to pray. She's on Percocets, and she literally has to knock herself out because the pain is so intense. And she's asking us to pray that the Lord would intervene in her life and stop the pain. The doctors don't know why she's having so much pain. That she's already been back to the doctor, and he said, there is no reason that you're having this kind of pain. But she said, well, I'm having this kind of pain. So we want to pray for her. Her name is Patricia Sword. And she's asking for us to pray for her.
I'd like to ask for prayer for Adina and the home in Mexico. She just got over what I thought was the flu last week, and the parents of the home have now left for Israel. Adina is the one that's in charge of the home. So everybody that's got questions comes to Adina. That's a big responsibility in the first place. She has a visitor coming tonight for a week, and she also has this flu spreading through the home. Right now, four girls now are sick with it. So she has that to deal with on top of all the responsibilities of the home and taking them to the doctor and all that. So she really would covet your prayers.
I have a friend, her name is Linda Rankin, and she had back surgery this past week, and everything went well with it. She's diabetic. But during the surgery, she had a stroke, and it's affected, as far as they can tell, her eyes. So appreciate prayer for. They don't really know how it's going to come out, but I'd like to pray that she gets her sight back. Linda Rankin.
Why don't you explain more about Willows to people who are not familiar with our service there?
Yeah, there maybe people don't know that. There is a ministry at our, I guess you'd call it nursing home, Willows, assisted living and, pardon?
Country club.
Country club for seniors. Why don't you folks come on in, sit down. There's lots of chairs here. You just look so uncomfortable standing back there. Besides, we want you on the front row. We have some people from our congregation that are there. Terry's son, Stephen's there, and Emmeline, and Paula, and somebody else in there.
Some friends.
But anyway, what we do is once a month we go over there and have a little service. We sing, we have communion, and Robbie gives a good message every time. They had a special time during Christmas when they did Christmas carols. I think quite a few people came. But for those who don't know, Willows is the one that's out on the bypass right up here. And it's a beautiful facility. And if nothing else, just come and look at it. They'll give you a tour. But it's a good place for ministry. These people don't have an opportunity a lot of times to get out. Some other churches do ministry there too, but they don't always offer communion, and they really appreciate communion. Anything else we should say about Willows?
Club on Tuesday, so if you want to kind of take it in baby steps to kind of get introduced to Willows, we come over there and we sing with them, and it's just a wonderful blessing. We just sing anywhere from gospel to country to John Denver, you name it, you know, Johnny Cash. We have fun with them, and they love it, and you see it on their faces. So that's Tuesday at 3:30. Similar atmosphere.
For all of those who may not know, I don't know if everybody knows or not, but on Sunday night we've been doing a prayer meeting. We're having 10, 15 people come, and all the prayer requests that you guys have, we're praying for those on Sunday night. So, and if you'd like to be a part of this group, come on down. We start at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, and sometimes it's 8:30 before we get out. But, I mean, you can come and go at any time you want to. Sometimes the Spirit of the Lord moves and words come and ministry comes, and we've laid hands on one another and prayed over one another whenever we're going through battles. Welcome you. Welcome you to be a part of a prayer group.
That information is also on the very back of your bulletin. I forget to turn over sometimes and make that announcement. That Wednesday night and then Sunday night, the other prayer times. Also, we've had some new people come to our congregation, and we would like them to fill out information so we can get their birthdays and their anniversaries put up. I think it's back on that table back there, and there's a little welcome packet, and there's a place to fill out your information. So if you all would do that and turn it in, we would appreciate that. Speaking of birthdays and anniversaries, I see one in the bulletin. Aria, I know she's here somewhere. There you are. Happy birthday, girl. I knew you were here. Yes. Is there any other? Okay. Teresa has nothing. Okay. All right. Then we'll go into our prayer time. As always, we give the opportunity for the congregation to offer up prayers, special needs, special concerns. We've already heard that we need to pray for Dina and for Linda Rankin.
Patricia Sword,
I need to pray for her. Also, kind of on my heart is we need to pray for our nation, all that's going on. A house divided cannot stand, and we are appearing to be divided in our nation. So let us pray for unity. Let us pray for good common sense. Let us pray to get back to business. I don't exactly remember. It's Proverbs 31, Terry. What is that? Call for the nation to come back to the Lord.
You put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. What is it? Yeah, that's it. It's like Chronicles, yeah, Chronicles. So, yeah. But that was a theme that we were using in our community prayer once a month and kind of forgotten about that, so we need to get back to that. We need to pray for our nation to come back to the Lord, and He will bless us. Okay. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for this congregation. I lift up to you all their needs, all their concerns. Pray for healing for those who need the healing. Pray for the Holy Spirit to fill this body of Christ, that we may see the gifts of the Spirit being displayed throughout this body, that we minister to one another. We support one another, and we love one another. God, you are love, and we can only love because of you, and we thank you for that. And we offer these prayers up, Lord, and they're like incense to you, because you ask us to pray because we believe, we have faith. We are assured that our prayers will be answered. We are assured that you will watch over us. And we depend on you, Lord. You ask us to, and we do. We depend on you for all our needs. And we just thank you in advance for all the blessings, all the answered prayers, for this body who worships you with their heart, with their actions. And we just thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
morning is our communion Sunday, and in preparation for sharing the Lord's Supper, the worship team is going to come and lead us in some worship music. Then we will have the reading of the scripture, and the supper will be offered to you and served today by your elders. So I'll ask the worship team to come and lead us as we prepare our hearts more fully for sharing the Lord's Supper.
Shameful sin.
I take you back to the time in which this service finds its origin, even several hundred years before the time that I'm referring to here, the Passover of Israel. And Jesus, knowing that he was very near the fulfillment of his mission to earth, where his blood was going to be shed, the blood that we just sang about, and desiring with all of his heart to eat that Passover of the old covenant and institute the new covenant. Catch the history of that moment as we enter into it in the eating of the bread and the drinking of the fruit of the vine this morning. He said unto two of his disciples, go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared, there make ready for us. So his disciples went out and came into the city and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. In the evening, he came with the 12. Now as they sat and ate, Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, one of you who eats with me will betray me. And they began to be sorrowful. And to say to him one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? He answered and said to them, it is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Another of the gospel writers tells us that in addition to those words of Jesus at the Last Supper, he said words that apply so directly to us. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes again. With the music, the word, we prepare our hearts now to receive the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of Christ. I'll ask Joyce to come and be prepared to play. I'll ask fellow elders to come and join me as we bless the bread, bless the cup, and then you will be invited as believers in Jesus to come and share in this supper. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lord, this little piece of bread that represents the broken body. What a powerful emblem of the price that you paid as these little pieces lay in this tray. Your body broken for us, that we may even receive the benefits of heaven. Heaven's best was sent for us, and you gave it freely. Thank you for this broken body, for our healing, for our peace of mind. for our deliverance, for all the attributes of God in that body was given for us all. Bless this bread that represents your body, O Lord.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless this wine representing the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for your blood, as we have sung about your blood and how your blood cleanses us. And Lord, at this time, I pray that we are spiritually bonded to you and to one another through this communion. And we remember you, Lord. We remember your life. We remember your death, your sacrifice for us. We do this in remembrance of you, Lord. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.